Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Astrid Kolen Jorgensen, and she is an intern at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Astrid.
Good morning.
I want to welcome you to KJN and to introduce you to folks in the area. So I guess the first thing I want to talk about is what you're doing right now at the Museum of Danish America.
Well, the thing I've been working on for the last couple of months, well, basically since I got here, is a new exhibit called Sport for Sport's Sake, Ethnicity and Athletes in Danish America. And it's a new exhibit on, of course, the topic of sports. Mm-hmm. And we have some amazing stories in the exhibit we've been working on. And yeah, it's been really fun.
It's open now, and do you know how long it will be here?
It's going to be on display for a year. Okay. So it's going to close in April 2017.
Okay. So we have a little time to come and see it, but you know, I always remind folks, if they've been here once, they need to keep coming back because there's always something new to see, and thank goodness we have folks like you who are helping to put those together. What, as you think about the museum here, you know, that's what you've been focusing on. Are there other exhibits that are kind of favorites of yours or things that you think people are surprised by?
Oh, what surprised me a lot when I got here, it was definitely the way they show their visual storage, which is a section of the exhibit downstairs in the basement, where they basically just have this, well, the walls are big glass walls, and you have the shelves where all the artifacts, a big part of the artifacts in the museum collection is shown, and you get to see the artifacts in a whole new way, basically, or maybe in their right way, actually, because of course you have to see the whole collection in its total, and that really surprises me. A lot of museums in Denmark could learn from that because it kind of gives you an insight into a museum collection that you don't see every day when artifacts are pulled and put together in an exhibit. Mm-hmm. So that was really great.
Well, that's good to know that there is something that's a bit unique. And the other part of the museum here, it's probably been longer ago, at least a year, maybe 2 years, where they added on. And so the things that cannot be out there, mostly because of space, are well taken care of in other areas and can be moved back and forth. Astrid, how did you get to be an intern to come to this museum?
Well, actually, I've been following the museum for quite some time. I think I was the first year I was studying, that was when I noticed the museum for the first time, and I saw that they were looking for Danish interns. And I immediately thought, well, okay, that sounds interesting. I'm definitely gonna keep an eye out for future opportunities. And well, I learned that they take Danish interns every semester. So when it was the right time for me and my studies, then I applied, and that's why I'm here.
Okay. So. And where are you at in your studies? What your major and where are you at? Do you still have more to go? Where are you at in that whole process?
Well, I am almost done, actually. I am writing my master's thesis when I go back. Mm-hmm. So when I'm done here at the museum, I'll have 6 months left, and then I'm done.
Time to celebrate, but also time to find a job.
Exactly. And I want to get a job within the museum industry, and museum studies is what I want to work with. Mm-hmm. So this internship is great.
And maybe this isn't a question you can answer, but do you think there are more museums in Denmark than there are in the United States? I mean, that's a hard thing to compare, but you know, what's your feel about that?
Well, the United States is definitely a lot more different than the Danish museum field, because there are so many local museums, and of course that's because of the population and the history of this country. Mm-hmm. And a museum like this, the Danish American Museum, of course it's a small museum, but it's a national museum, so it actually covers Danish American history from all over the United States. And you don't see that the same way in Denmark. Mm-hmm. You have the big museums like the National Museum in Copenhagen and art museums. And of course you have local museums, but it doesn't cover like a whole population in Denmark, for example. So that's really interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting comparison, and I'm happy that you reminded us that this is a national museum. Sometimes we just take this for granted. You know, it's our local museum, you have lots of volunteers and so on, but it is a national museum. And people come from all over the world, actually. So let's find out a bit more about you, Astrid, your family, where you grew up, and some of those kinds of things.
Well, I grew up in Roskilde, which is a city about 30 minutes from Copenhagen. It was the capital of Denmark in the Viking Age. So today it's known for its very beautiful Viking ship museum. It hosts the biggest music festival in Scandinavia, Roskilde Festival. And it has the main church of Roskilde, which is also a church that's located on the UNESCO list of World Heritage. Mm-hmm. So it's the most beautiful city in Denmark, I normally say.
You might be a little prejudiced, but maybe not. What about your family?
Well, my dad is from Copenhagen, but basically he moved all over Denmark when he was little. His father was a journalist, and my mom is from a part of Copenhagen called Amager. That's where she grew up. I have roots in Bornholm, a Danish island, both on my father and my mother's side. But all of my family today live in Copenhagen, except for my parents who live in Roskilde. Yeah.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister, Laura. She is 4 years younger than me, and she studies history as well. So I guess it's probably my dad's fault that he ended up with two daughters studying history. He's kind of a history nerd himself.
Well, so that's good to have that kind of influence. Now, you have lived, it sounds like to me, mostly in city kind of background. Now you come to Elkhorn. It has to be quite different.
It is very different, but also very nice. People are so nice, and you feel safe very quickly. And people at the museum have been so generous and very welcoming, so that definitely helped. I live with the American intern here at the museum, Jennifer, and she's so nice, and we get along very well. And I mean, we get to travel a lot. So we're not only here in Elkhorn. We've just been to Chicago, and we've been to Denver, and I'm going to Seattle in June. So it's very beautiful here. I like it a lot.
Good. Do you have a favorite food here that you don't get at home?
Well, do you want the,
yeah,
embarrassing
truth.
One?
Sure.
I just found out about Cool Whip, which I haven't had before, and I love it. I wanted to eat it on everything. So
that is kind of funny, because but there's so many recipes in the dessert books and so on that have Cool Whip in them that you could use a whole lot of Cool Whip. That's really interesting. And now you mentioned that you travel a lot, which is a positive thing about being an intern. What are some of the things that you've seen maybe as you've traveled, you've gone to these different places, many of them urban versus the rural areas? Are there some things that you've learned about the United States that you was kind of a surprise? Because sometimes, you know, we read books, we see TV, but maybe that doesn't really tell all of the story.
I'm surprised on how well and thoroughly, I can't say that word, but how well even the smallest communities are able to tell their stories. I mean, just here in Elkhorn and in Kimbolton, they have their own centennial books. I mean, just a really big history book on just the town of Kimbolton or the town of Elkhorn. And I mean, I don't think I've encountered that on this level before. So that surprised me a lot. There is, of course, a lot of history hidden in even the smallest places.
An interesting point, because when you talk about centennials, I mean, our towns are pretty young. When you think about towns in Denmark and in Europe, you're talking about the Vikings.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, that is a whole field by itself. I mean, and you can find so many different investigations and surveys and history on that area itself. Mm-hmm. So I guess, of course, as Danish history runs a little longer than maybe American history, there is a lot more history for scientists and historians mm-hmm. to kind of work mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. So that can make it a little bit more divided, I think, a little bit more scattered, because you don't get the whole, okay, now we sit down and write the history of Roskilde, for example. Mm-hmm. There are 1,000 historians that's written history on Roskilde.
All the different aspects of it. Well, we have more questions, but we don't have more time. So I want to thank you very much, Astrid Kulin Jorgensen, intern at the Museum of Danish America. And here's a thought from Norman Vincent Peale. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy.